Waupun Post 210 is heading once again to the Single A American Legion State Baseball Tournament. This year it's down at Viroqua. They'll open up on Friday night against St. Mary Springs at 5 o'clock. Coach Derek Stanke joins me. Coach, just you happy with how your team seemed to have just rolled through the regional?
Yeah, we went 3-0 in our regional that we hosted in Waupun. You know, it's always nice to host. And, you know, we got three complete games out of our pitchers, which was phenomenal. You know, especially getting them tournaments that get pitch counts and they matter. But with just a four-team tournament, we knew with a four-team regional that, you know, weren't looking at as many games as a typical eight-teamer. So, you know, we were able to throw our top three guys and be victorious in all three, and they all three threw complete games. So, you know, we got some timely hitting as the weekend went on, and we played pretty well, defensively. And but you know, the pitching carried us.
Do you feel like you're peaking at the right time heading down to Viroqua?
Yeah, you know that. You know, one of our top three pitchers is a guy that didn't play for us in high school this spring. So he's starting to get a lot of more innings. And, you know, we're really finding that third pitcher in him. And obviously with Mason Holtz, he was an all-district player for us in high school as a sophomore. And then, of course, returning Noah Gerritsen, who was a second-team all-conference pitcher as a freshman in college. You know, them top three pitchers are really tough. And, you know, and we got some really good pitchers that didn't even get a chance to throw this weekend. And like Jake Krieger and Evan Sauer and Austin Weiss will throw for us if we need to. So I think we're set up pretty good for an eight-team tournament yet. And I think our pitching depth will be just fine.
How difficult is it, even with a lot of pitching, to manage pitch counts and pitchers that you can use, especially the way the Legion tournament is set up where it stretches for so many days? How much extra does that add to you trying to figure out who to throw when? Because I think we saw it, you sometimes see it in regionals, you get to that championship game and, you know, they're throwing kids out there that maybe have only thrown a couple innings a year.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the arts that I've noticed throughout the past few years, and is how those teams at state are able to, or even regionals are able to manage their staff. And you know, sometimes you got to take a gamble, and sometimes it pays off. Other times it doesn't, but you know, other times it's clear cut who's throwing too. You know, like, you know, you get a good team like St. Mary Springs, who's beat us twice already this year. You know, we're gonna go at them with the best we got right away. So there really doesn't leave much up to debate. So there's different ways to look at it, and you know, it's a 5-day tournament, and it takes 5-6 games to win it. So it's all hands on deck.
We're talking with Derek Stanke, Waupun Post 210 head coach, as they head to Viroqua on Friday night to take on St. Mary Springs in the Single A regional. Coach, 9 out of 10 years at state. Just what do you put in the drinking water in Waupun to have so much success in the Legion season?
Yeah, I actually had to look that up myself here this weekend. I didn't know that. Looking back, 2015 was the year we didn't make it, and actually we were undefeated going into the regional championship game that year, and Jefferson beat us twice down there that year. So we were one win away from that year as well. And then of course, 20 with the COVID year, we didn't have a tournament, but 9 out of 10, just a lot of commitment out of our kids. You know, we don't lose anybody to travel ball. In those 10 years, I've never had anybody go play travel ball over Legion ball. So the commitment from them, the commitment from the families, you know, we play a fair amount of games. I'd like to think, you know, maybe not as many as Viroqua, who's over 50 now for the year, but, you know, we try to get everyone opportunities and put them in spots where they're going to succeed. And, you know, winning just kind of breeds winning. And I think that's what we got going here with, you know, that foundation was laid long before I became the head coach. So, just hats off to past coaches and the way they set that program up.
Coach, you got St. Mary Springs in the opener. They sit at 22-2. Just your thoughts on St. Mary Springs and then the 8-team field in general down there for the tournament.
Yeah, Springs is they're very solid. We played them last year at the state tournament in Denmark, and we actually did beat them up there. But they've gotten us twice this spring, summer, and very well coached. Jason Bartelt does a great job, and he's had that group for a while. They're very veteran. They got a lot of seniors. The big thing with them is they never seem to make mistakes. They never beat themselves, and that's the signs of a really well coached team. You know, Jason's been with his, you know, Casey, his son, is a senior this year, so he's been with that group for a long time, and it's really paying off for them. And he's doing double duty too with the spring and summer coaching, like myself, and I think there's a direct correlation to the success of both of those programs and all the other programs for coaches that do that as well.
Well, Coach Derek Stanke, I appreciate the time. I know you're busy this week as you're getting ready for the state tournament, and we'll chat as we get to that event, and good luck.
Thanks, Wade. Appreciate it.